Bless God.
Hallelujah.
On this glorious and sanctified day.
Yeah.
I love to hear my Uncle Tick when he's singing. And the first thing I asked him, I said, are you going to minister to me this morning? And you know, through all that we go through in life, everything that the devil bring your way, he put trials, he put tribulations in our pathways. Mm-hmm. But we as men, of God, we always find a way to find our way through, press forth, and do what God has put upon us to do. So, Tick, I'm telling you today, don't stop singing. Don't stop praising God. Don't stop giving God what God has given you, because it's a glorious and great thing. I'm thankful. I'm blessed this morning. I thank God for all that he's brought me through. I'm sitting here, I'm listening to what Brother Lewis is saying on this morning. He's telling everything that the devil has put in his way. The first thing he said to me this morning was, I'm late. You're never late when it comes to God as long as you show up. Listen to what I said. I said, you're never late when it comes to God as long as you're showing up. See, some men folk that we sit out here and we'll stay at home and want to become church bad Christians laying in the bed, and we don't want to get up to maybe come to Sunday school. We don't want to get up and come to church and praise God. How can we as men lead as men if we're not doing what God has asked us to do?
Come on.
Now, see, I'm not going to get above myself, but I feel real good in here this morning. Like my wife said, it's like home. And when Pop called me, Deacon Lewis, when I call him Pop, when Pop called me and he was at the barbershop, right? And he said, what are you doing first Sunday in June? And usually I'm at my church like Brother Lewis here. I'm playing the instrument, or I might be ministering at my church. But when someone usually say, what are you doing? I say, Let me check my schedule and I'll get back with you, because I want to go pray, because God might not want you to be where someone is asking you to come. Uh-huh. Amen?
Amen?
Immediately when he asked me, I said, I'm fine. I'll be there. Let me talk to my pastor. Because this is home. And when you coming home, I thank God, because I always ask God, remove Jay, remove Jerome, that you can minister yourself through me. See, I don't want you to see me up here. I want you to see someone that's like God that's up here. And when I'm up here, I just want to be a ministering word for God. I want to bring forth a word that God has given me in my spirit, in my heart. Because see, I pray. I've been knowing about this service right here for months ago. The whole time, I've been praying. I've been talking to God. I've been asking God, use me. I need a word. See, I got ministry. I have ministries wrote out. Sometimes I might sit when I get to myself and I'm thinking of things to minister to God's people. But as I was praying and I was talking to God, I said, God, I need a word for this church right now today. I need something that's going on today. It's okay to be prepared and have your things and your messages written out. That's good. That's great. But I needed something for right now for this church on today. And when I look out and I see it's men's day, but I look out and I see more women than it is men in the church, the word is for today.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now see, we as Christians, we always come before God and we always asking God, I need you to do this. Or God, I need you to do that. Or God, I need you by my side. But we never ask God, what do you need from me?
Uh-huh.
You see, I need God on this morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, but I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful unto this morning.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My God is so good.
Amen.
He's great.
Yeah.
Everything and more than I ever could imagine.
Yeah.
That's what my God is.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord.
Thank you. So many things has happened this morning within the church. This church. I'm not talking about no other church. Anything on the other side of that wall this morning is them. We're us in here this morning. Amen? So what's going to go on in church today going to be for us? Everything that's going to happen shall be for us. Why? Because that's what God has told me. Not yesterday, not the day before, but this morning. Because see, I got up this morning and sat down with my word, and I again prayed to God. I said, God, is this word for the church? Because if he switched it, I will switch with it, because I'm prepared. There was a time in my life that I wasn't prepared for God's word. I wasn't prepared. Although the word was coming, I was not prepared, but I'm prepared. And God said, thus so saith I the Lord on this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Right now, I'm gonna slow down a little bit. I want to thank my wife for being with me on today. She goes to my uncle, Pastor Timothy Dort's church. And see, when I started, we started off together. I was in a different church and she was in a different church. And I told her, I said, baby, I said, yeah, I call her baby. I said, you've been within your church for years. I believe in your pastor. I'm in my church for a reason. God placed me there. Through the midst of everything that I went through in my life, which I'll share a little bit later, God put me, placed me in my church and gave me room to grow. See, a lot of times we get in situations where we can't grow in the situations because it's not where you're supposed to be at. Huh? So I said, I'm not going to pull you into my church. That's what we men sometimes do. We think that we are so much in control that we can pull someone to another situation, and the situation is not their situation. I said, I want you to stay at your church. And she looked at me like, yeah, I was. But I told her, I want you to stay at your church because it's something at your church that God has for you to do. Amen? I'm not going to tell her testimony because it's for her to tell at a different time. But just listen throughout the words of the street. It's something coming. You ain't listen. You ain't hear what I said. I said, it's something coming through her. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you for being here with me today. And I believe that God will continually bless us as a whole. See, that's how it got to be. It can't just be her, then me, then us. But if it's we all along, God is going to bless us. Thank you. Amen. I'll give you honor from my pastor on today, Pastor Joseph Williams Jr. He sends his word of prayer to you guys, and he's thankful to you all for bringing me in. I get word from my pastor, Timothy Dortch. I call him my pastor as well, because if he's pastoring my wife, he's my pastor as well. Amen. So through both two pastors and a minister here standing before you, I believe we can get some word through. Amen. God is good. This is a great Men's Day service. And that's one thing that I said to the men folk in my church. I said, it's one thing that churches have fallen away from. We don't see Men's Day services. We don't see Women's Day services no more. It's just a service. But when you got something with a little meaning behind it, it hits a little different. Although we have more women within the facility on the day, it's enough men in here. Women, can we give them a praise? Can we give them a hand clap of praise? Because the thing is, if you don't look up towards your man or the men folk that's around you, they don't have to be your husband. They don't have to be someone you just think that they're a part of you, but if you start thanking them for the little things, the greater things are going to come after. Amen? In order to get a pretty flower bed, you got to nourish that flower bed. You got to put some what's it, fertilizer in it. You got to chop the grass sometime. Because we don't, it'll kill it out, right? See, we can't be killed out by the devil. We can't. It's word time, church, and I've been waiting. It's word time. Look at your neighbor, says word time. Look at the other one, says word time. Hallelujah. On this morning, we're going to come from the book of Job. If you would stand with me as I read this scripture for you. See, I believe in honoring God. The scriptures are honoring our God. Job 5, verse 16 and 17 says, "So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stopped her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not the chastisement of the Almighty God." Bow your heads with me with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God, for being in the midst, God. We thank you right now, God, for your name coming up above of all, God, on this morning, God. We thank you, God, for you being here with us, God, for you touching us, God, for you opening up our pathways, God, our ways of knowledge, acknowledgments, God. We thank you, God. We bless you, God, for who you are in our life on today, God. Right now, I'm asking you, God, if you would remove Jerome, God, if you would remove Jay, God, and put yourself within me, God. I ask you to use me, God. I ask you to strengthen me, God. I ask you, God, to put in me everything that you want the people to hear on this morning, God. For we know, God, any and everything that's coming out, my mouth shall come directly from you, God. Right now, we bind the hands of the adversary, God. We ask you, God, to put it back in the pits of hell from which it has come, God. Right now, we are praising your holy and glorious name, God. Let the church say amen. 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 You may be seated. We're in the book of Job on this morning. Go, if you would turn back with me to Job 1. Job 1. See, there's a man in the Bible who has a book named after him. Because of one simple thing, his perseverance. His perseverance. You might would say that he came to the stop sign and didn't stop. He just kept going because he could not quit. He had every reason to. His name is Job. No man in the Bible outside of Jesus Christ himself suffered more than Job. Can I get an amen? Come on now. Our brother Job, as I read these scriptures, Job was one of the books that brought me through in my life. You know, I'm skipping ahead because when the Holy Spirit take over, you just got to let it take over. And the book of Job was a book that helped me through when I was going through in my life. Uh-huh. Now, I had people that would listen to me. I talked to them. They would pray for me. But it was the book of Job. And when I was talking with God and I said to myself, you know, why Job? I'm always asking questions. I ring God sometimes want to tell me, boy, shut up and preach what I tell you to preach. But I always ask questions because when you want to be right, when you want to be on one accord with God, you're going to question some things. And that's what I was doing. I just kept questioning, you know, questioning. Because I didn't put the scripture together until Wednesday night. After all that time, I could just talk with God. I could just Ask some questions. Minister to them. Because when you can't talk to nobody else, God is always there. Huh? He will listen to you when everything is down and out. It seems like nobody's there listening for you. Nobody there to maybe pat you on your back. When nobody's there, when things have just gone wrong, God is always there. And I see, I prayed to God also. I said, God, don't let me get up here and act like a fool today. Because when I talk about my God and how good he is to me, I can get a little crazy sometimes. I want to speak to you this morning on a subject. Hold on.
Hold on.
I said, hold on.
Hold on.
Just a little while longer.
Just a little while.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Job 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright and the one that feared God. And eschewed evil. That means he avoided evil things. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. And listen to all the stuff Job had. Whew. Lord, I just thank you on this morning, God. He had substance, was born 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels. 500 yokes of oxen and 500 she-asses and a very great household. And that means he had a big house. So this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. He was a great man. So he had great things, right? I want you to follow me now because this is a good book. And his son went in and feasted in their houses, and every one of his day sent and called for their 3 younger sisters to come and eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were going about that Job sent and sanctified them. Listen to what he did. And rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of all. For Job said, it may be. It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to the presence themselves before the Lord, and Satan came and also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, when comes thou? See, he didn't question the other sons. God questioned Satan. Why are you here? He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Where you come from? Then Satan answered, and the Lord said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down it. He told God, I've been everywhere. I've been all over the earth. And yet I'm here. And the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil. He avoided evil. So the devil, God had talked to the devil and told him, have you considered my servant Job? This man has everything. He's standing upright. He eschewed evil. But have you considered Job? See, Job had everything that a man probably could possibly want. How many of us men folk has thought we was there? See, I'm raising my hand. See, I had to be a first partaker. I'm going to raise my hand. When we thought that we had everything possible on this earth, I had money. I had a nice home. I had cars. I had everything I thought upon the earth. He said, have you considered Job? Have you considered Jerome? Put yourself in that spot. Have you considered him? It doesn't matter what you have upon the earth. It don't matter your bank account. It don't matter your education. It don't matter where you're standing at in your job. It don't matter where you look, where you're looked up to in the community. People are looking up to you. It don't matter. But have you considered, put your name in that slot right there? Have you considered him? Have you thought of him to be the one to come to and try him? Because he's upstanding, upright. He's a man of God. Have you considered him? He didn't ask the other brothers that, as I said, they came and sat with him. See, I'm a man, when I study, I see something, and I try to study it all, but that may be another sermon that I could come preach anywhere. Because I wanted to see who the other brothers was that had came and sat with them, even though he asked the devil, have you considered Job? Sometimes you're reading things in scripture and you want to understand what's going on because you want a soul entirety for that message. Amen? But he just spoke to the devil. Let me see what I can do so I can get you out of here. That's all it was. But the whole focus is on who? Y'all listening? So verse 9 says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, do Job fear God? Do he fear you? Do he find in you things that he may be afraid of that may set him up that he can't see you? Do he fear you? Do we men folk fear God? Do you women folk fear God? We are the smaller ones as young children. Do you fear God? Come on, let's read a little further. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, do if Job fear God for nothing? Hast thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had laid every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. So the devil told God all of these things. He said, let's try him. And everything that we take from him, or everything that we may put a stop to, he's going to curse you to your face. So when I was reading that part and noticed, my first time studying this, I was going through in my life. I had different situations that was going on in my life, in my previous marriage. Just things that was going on. Let me tell you something about myself. When I'm preaching, I like to preach about me. I can't tell you about you, but I can tell you about me. It's good to sit here and bring forth the word, but when you bring forth the word with something behind it, it means something. It means that I went through, but yet going through, I learned something. Yeah. And when you go through and you learn something, you have to share with somebody else. And when you share with somebody else, somebody can get something from it. Yeah. I don't mind going through things in my life. If I can go through something that's going to help somebody else, God, take me through it, but give me the strength that when I get on the other side, when I'm on the other side of this thing, that I can see the power that has grown and built up within me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. See, I like to talk about myself. I can't tell you what you've done. But I can tell you about me, and I allow, and I will thank God that he will show you that it's something better on the other side. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And see, when I first started reading this book of Job, I was going through. I was down. And my mother, Lewis, his wife, she's the one who helped me through. She's the one who sat and listened to me. She's the one who always, you got something for dinner? And she bought it. She's the one didn't know what I was going through at the time. But she didn't show no different. I was the man sitting in the front of the gates. And when they walked up, they was looking at him like, what's wrong with you, son? And God said, pick up your bed and follow me. I had someone to follow, church. I had someone who was picking me up, who was talking to me, who was pulling on me. And one day she fussed at me. She said, boy, get up. Pick up your blanket and let's go. And see, without that in my life, where would I as a man be today? Where would I be? How could I be where I am today? See, I can go through a little something now, and I can thank God for what I'm going through, because if I can't go through it, I'm not worthy to be here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. See, Job was going through. He was getting ready to go through. This book of Job, boy, I was looking at him. I said, Job lost everything. But he still was a man of God. Let's read a little further. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I feel so good. If you only knew my story. If you only knew what I've been through. If you only could hear my side of the story that I don't wish to share, because you probably already heard a story, but it's not relevant to God. See, I wash my hands of it, but I know from whence I've come. You say you've been through. And the reason you praise God the way you praise God off the simple things, because you know how great the things were that you've been through. You already know that. You already understand that God was the one that pulled you out. You already understand that the devil couldn't come to you unless he asked God permission first. You already understand what's going on, because God pulled you through. God put you in it. He pulled you through because your perseverance that was with him. God is good, church. Until you understand what you're going through and why you're going through it, you don't understand how good God is today. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't be dead until me say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because God is good. All the time. All the time. All the time. Verse 11 says, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he had, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he have is in thy power. He put it in Satan's hands. Everything you thought you had, everything that you thought was great, everything that you thought was above somebody else, God says, in your hands, Satan. It's in your hands. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking the wine in his eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Satan, unto Job. And the messenger said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them. And the cinnabars fell upon them and took them away. Yet they were slain and servants were in the edge of the sword, and I was only the one to escape. And it says, while he was yet speaking, and there came another, and the fire of God is falling from the heaven and have burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I was the only one that got away. While he was yet speaking, another came and said, the Chaldeans made out the hands and bands and fell upon the camels and they carried them away. Yet they slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And yet I'm the only one that got away. And while he was yet speaking, there came another. And the son said the daughters and the sons were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a wind from the west of the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house and fell upon the young men, and they were all dead. And I was the only one who escaped. Then Job arose, went to his mantle. He walked over to the fireplace, shaved his head, fell on the ground, and worshiped. Through everything that just happened, the only thing that Job saw fit to do was to shave his head, cut off his head, his hair, and worship. And worship. I said, and worship. And worship. We as men folk, when we're going through things, we forget one thing. We forget how to worship. Huh? If you don't know how to worship God for the great things, or I should say for the least of the things, how can you praise him for the great things? When God moves, God moves. What God does, God does. Why? Because he wants to see, are you as grateful for the bad things that can happen as you are for the great things that can happen? God can put and minister to us anything of this earth because it belongs to him first. And if he ministered that good and great thing to you and you praising God for all the good stuff when some bad happened, how can you praise God? Huh? Uncle Tick, how can you sit up here and sing and you said your pilot is hurting in your neck? Because he's thankful for the younger or smaller things within his life. How, church, can we come as men and women of the church and praise God for the good stuff and all the bad things that's out there? When it come our way, we just cannot praise God. I told you I lost everything that I had gained in my life. I lost it. I ain't gonna say lost, I just gave it away. Because I'm like this. If I didn't come in this world with it, I can leave without it. I said, if I didn't come in this world with it, I can leave without it. Huh? And you'll find out a little later that Job felt the same way. Hallelujah. See, this book of Job, it hugged me. It rocked me to sleep at night sometimes. During the daytimes when I was worried about things, he talked to me. And he let me know, son, just hold on. Just hold on a little while longer. Hold on, son, just a little while longer. Hold on, son, and let God do what he got to do within you. Hold on, son, and let everybody talk as they talk, son. Hold on, son, and just let God use you, son. Hold on, and let God move within you. My God is great. I sit and wrote all of this out, as I always do. I always write my messages out. And then when I get in front of the church, the Holy Spirit just takes over. And I'm thankful for that. Because I'm yet holding on. I'm holding on, church. I'm holding on. Because I understand that when God moved in my life and he told the devil, try my son Jerome. Try him. That he had a better work for me to do. See,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said to myself, I said, maybe I don't supposed to be ministering the word. Maybe I don't supposed to be doing this, or maybe I don't supposed to be doing that. But God said, son, I got you. If you stay with me, if you continue praising me for all the good things, for every good thing that I've already blessed you with, yet is gone. If you keep on putting in me what I've put in you, I'm here, son. But I got a different work for you to do. I got a different grace for you to bring forth. I have great and different things that I need you to come and talk to my people about. I got things that I need you to push forward. I got things I can't let you allow the devil to move out of your way because of what's going on. I'm here. I need you to be there for me. Although Job had just lost everything, can you imagine losing a child? Now, I ain't even talking about he done lost all of his crops, all of his animals. Can you imagine losing children? But yet, Job still found it soluble to worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. This thing is so good to me. I ain't trying to be before you long, but I'm trying to bring forth this word that God have for you. Let's finish painting this picture. Again, there came a day when the sons of God, this is chapter 2. Again, there came a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also and to present himself before the Lord. And listen to this now. After all that just happened, the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my son Job? That there is none like him in the earth. Again, he said he's a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil. He avoided evil. And still he held fast to his integrity. Yet you've taken him through all that you've taken him through, but he's still withholding his integrity. Although thou movest me against him, he destroyed him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yea, all that a man have will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee out of his face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is thy hand, but save his life. So Satan went forth and presented presence of the Lord and smote Job with sores and boils from the sole of his head to the crown, from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head, and took him a potsherd to scrape himself off as he sat down by the fires. Can you imagine what's going on? Soles from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. They say soles for Job, but I'm saying this. Can you imagine you got bills that got to be paid? Your children may be in the streets. Can you imagine your husband, your wife, on the outside doing whatever they may wish to do. Can you imagine them sores from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Can you imagine things just not going the way they should be going? Can you imagine the soul, the sores, the boils from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Can you imagine the devil pulling out and putting in everything that he thought was necessary to try to bring you down against God? The devil's going to do everything that he needs to do because he never disappeared. He just come back in different ways, in different forms. He just present himself in a different manner that try to bring you down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when the devil has his hands on you, his feet around your neck, telling you God is not listening? Can you imagine when the devil just try to put on you more than you can bear and present to you that God is not listening? But my God is listening all the time. My God is a God that will hear me in the sheep wind of the night. My God will hear me if I'm in the back of a cave with the doors or a rock before the door. My God will hear me. My God will hear me when all else has failed. My God will hear me if I cry out and say, Lord, 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 what's going on in my life? And he's coming, church. He's coming. He's going to be there when you think that no one else is there. And let me tell you something that's even worse in this situation. The next verse said, Job White said, are you still? That right there was enough for me. Are you still? Am I still what? Though I may be going through, but are you still? Doest thou still retain thy integrity? Do you still feel like God is there for you? Yes, God is here for me any and every time that I'm going through, because I know who my God is, and that's the one that I look up to the hills and say, God, I need you. God, I love you. God, I'm here with you. Help me, God. Do you still have your integrity? Yeah. Are you still a man of God? Yeah. After all that you're going through, are you still a man of God? Are you still the one that sat there when you lost all of your sheep, all of your oxes, everything, your sons, your daughters? Are you still that man that's sitting down there saying, I'm hurting, my throat is hurting, but I'm still sitting here singing for God? Are you still the man that's sitting out there when your children are pushing against you and you're trying to just get them in the house and bring them to church? Don't just bring them to church. Get them in the house and bring them to church. Are you still that man that's out there when God is out here trying to move you, out here trying to pull you in? Are you still that man? Do you imagine? Let me tell you, my wife and I, we lost a child last December. You know, that's something that we wanted. But how would I be as a man if I'm not by her side? Or how could she be as a woman if she's not by my side and we're not praying on one accord? I couldn't show her how much I was hurting on the inside because she was hurting. I had to be there for her. Although we are hurting together, I had to be the stronger man. Although we're hurting, I had to be the one that's there to pull us together. I had to be the one to say, honey, God has something better for us.
Hallelujah.
What if I wasn't in the place that I needed to be in as a man? I could not have helped the situation. If Job wasn't in the place that he needed to be in when the devil came up, Job would have been failed. If you wasn't in the place you needed to be in when you went through your trials and tribulations, you would have been failed. But God has you in the place that he needs you in because he needs you to talk to the people. He needs you to be the one to talk to the young people and bring them back into the church. Our children are leaving the church because the men folk are not standing up for God. Huh? We're not in the place that we need to be in. We're not in the places that we can talk to the children. We're not in the place that we can be in to show this young man how to grow up and take care of family. We're not in the place we need to be in where we got to be the one to bring forth and pay for the bills. Come on, church. Job was a man, yet he was Job was the man, yet he was a great man in his stature. He was a man of God first. God, teach me how to be the man that I need to be, that I can take care of my family. That I may minister to someone else. I can't minister to you if I can't minister to my wife. How can I come before you as a man of God and try to tell you how it is under God's will if I'm not forming God's will in my household? Hallelujah. I can't go by my notes now because I'm so far. God just use me. But make it effective unto the people. She's going to ask him, you still have your integrity? Listen to this last part. She said, go on and curse him and die. Do you realize every time you come up against God, hallelujah, God, I thank you. When you come up against God, and you, I want to do this my way. I want to do this the way that I feel like I can do it, I can make it better. Every time when I was in my situation and I tried to make things better on my own, I failed. You know, you mean that will fail? How many of you stayed down? Fallen and couldn't get up. I'm gonna be honest with you. I failed. I couldn't get up. Hallelujah, God. The more I tried to get up, the harder Satan put his foot on my neck. And let me tell you about something. Job had three friends. When they heard about all the evil that was going on, let me go over his house, mourn with him for a little bit. Don't come to my house trying to mourn. You don't know my situation. Don't come to me with a mournful spirit. I don't need it. If you want to pray, we can pray. Stay out my situation because you got enough of your own you need to deal with. See, a lot of us don't like to realize and understand you got your own situations. How many of us in here believe in God? You got your own situations. And the more you say you believe in God, the more devil going to try you. The more he's going to come your way, the more he's going to put on you. Just because you give it in and say, I believe you, God. The devil is there to kill, steal, and destroy. Don't forget it. Don't forget what I'm trying to tell you. Because he's there to try to steal your joy. He wants to steal your heart. He wants to steal your salvation. He wants to steal everything that you put up to God and say, God is yours. That's the devil's job. Although we don't do our job good all the time, he does his. That's right. That's right. And he's going to come to you. He's going to be there. He's going to put it on you. And the more you try to scuff it off with that scuffling short shirt, it's going to hurt. But he's going to put it there. Don't never think that you're in a position that you can't be tried by the devil. Don't never think you're so high in society that you can't be tried by the devil. Don't ever think that you got so much money in the bank that you can buy the devil off. Say it again. A lot of us think that when our bank account is full, that we can obtain anything that we want in life. You might get it, but it's never yours. They're always asking for taxes on everything, even down to your house. The minute you pay it off, you're paying more taxes. So this that we have from God, this thing that we have from God, our Christian walk. And let me tell you this. The devil can't never try you unless he asks God first. Huh? God going to give him the stamp of approval because he wants to see how much you love him. He wants to see how hard you're going to work for him. Because he wants to know. Let me tell you, I lost everything. Let me say it this way, because I don't want nobody to get it confused. I gave away everything that I had. Everything. When I say everything, I say everything. But I got so much more now. I got more than I ever had. I got more than I ever could obtain. I got more than a man could give me. I got a beautiful wife sitting right there. I say, I got a beautiful wife sitting. Give me a hand clap on that. And let me tell you that she has my back everywhere I go. She's on the road working most of the town, most of the time out of town. But everywhere I go, she's there with me. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all the little small things that God has given me, that when the greater things, see, I got it. I got enough now, but when the greater things, because I'm looking for more, I'm looking to be blessed. All of the greater things come. I already have thanked God, and I'm thanking them even more. Because I'm holding on. I'm holding on, church. I said, I'm holding on. I'm holding on. I'm holding on, church. Just a little while longer. God is great. I know this Men's Day, so I'm going to give the men folk an encouraging word. Sometimes women may look up to us as if we're the strongest, with mild manner, heavy hitters, ain't you, baby? That we can take all in and feel no pressure. But here I am, a grown man. Sisters, this is me talking to you. It doesn't happen like that. It don't happen like that. We men folk, we cry. We feel heavy hearted. Things might go on and we just don't see no way out of it. But we as men folk, when we learn how to hold on, I said, when we men folk have learned how to hold on, I thought I could move mountains on my own. After failing time and time again, I quickly learned that I can't do nothing without seeking God.
That's right, that's right.
So, men, I'm here, and I'm trying to encourage you. Just as Job went through everything, I need you to seek prayer. Seek God. See, we're the heads of the household. We're leaders. We're not followers. It's up to us to help our family through. It's good if you got to walk through it on your own sometimes. Sometimes you have to walk through it on your own. So it's good to walk through it on your own. Therefore, when you bring your family with you, it's easier. Look at Job when he thought his children were sinning. Job, being the head of the household, took it upon himself to pray, to send God up an offering. So we as men, for we have to learn to pray and send God up that offering. So hold tight. Hold tight to your salvation. Hold tight to your family. Hold tight, church. Just hold on a little while longer. When things are going bad and you just feel like you just can't go through, it's one name that you can call and he's going to help you. It's one name that you can call and he's going to be there. It's one name that you can call. All else going to have to fall. We all got to bend our knees one day and thank God. We all have to be in a position to tell God, thank you. We all, not just you, not just you, you or you. We all, church. Don't think that she's praising them harder than you. Don't think that he's praising them harder than you. You get yourself in the aisle and praise him on your own. Praise him for what he's done for you. Praise him for the things that he's brought you through. Praise God for everything. Praise God. He is worthy. Worthy, I said, to be praised. Hallelujah, church. I'm going to give you this last scripture. Isaiah 40 and 31 says, those who wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Church, I encourage you all to wait, church. Hold on. Hold on, deacon. Hold on. Hold on, sister. You're going to another situation, another level of greater anointing in your life because you're graduating. You're moving from here to here. So it's time for you to get God in your life. It's time for you to ask God to help you. It's time for God to move in your situation. Hold on, church. Hold on. I don't know what you're going through. I don't need to know what you're going through. But I'm here to tell you the devil is coming if he ain't already there. But hold on, church. Just a little while longer. Church, stand with me. Hallelujah. Church, I'm going to ask you if anybody out there, if you holding on, and you feel like nothing's moving, if you're there and you think that no one is listening, if your children is out there and you need to help them, if you out there as a child or a middle, it don't matter. But if you're out there and you want God to move in your life, if you want God to be there and minister in your life, come on down to this altar. Come on down to the altar and we're going to pray about this thing. My Uncle Tick, I'm going to ask that you come down anyway because I want to pray for your situation. I told you earlier that I was going to pray for you. And if there's no, come on, let me tell you, church. One thing that I've noticed and going to church that I used to sit back there in the church and when they called for offering, I never came. I always had something in my heart. I always had something on my mind, but I never came because I always thought somebody was looking at me. I always thought that somebody wanted to see what was going on in my life, but I never took the time to say, God, I need you. I need to hold on, God. So you as people, come down. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Wife, I'm going to ask you to stand beside me. Don't be afraid of what God is going to do for you. Because it's great things that God is trying to move within the church. I remember when this church, we used to come to this church, and this church used to be filled from the back to the front. And why has things gone down? Because we as the men folk, we're not moving and we're not doing the things that we should be doing as men. And if we're men folk and we're not moving as God say we should move, how and whoever is going to follow behind you? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And yet you still back there standing. Just come, submit, surrender, and allow God to do what he has to do for you. Amen?
Yeah.